From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Craft beers and microbreweries are a staple along the Wasatch Front and around the West. But in fast-growing St. George, there aren't any. As David Fox from our Southwest News Bureau reports, that's about to change.
The one standalone watering hole in St. George is aptly named. It's called the One and Only. The establishment holds a pub license, which means it can only serve beer and wine. So for those looking to drink liquor, the law says they have to go to a restaurant and order food. But soon, the One and Only will no longer be the only game in town. The city will see the opening of its first true bar early next year, a place where patrons can drink anything without buying something to eat. And outside the One and Only on a recent Wednesday night, that news raised interest among some of the city's drinkers.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. Somewhere new. There's, you know, one place.
A full-time bar would be actually pretty cool, I think, here in the area.
Not just beer, but actual drinks? Yippee!
Historically, Washington County has been predominantly Mormon, but it's also the fastest growing county in the state. Not all those newcomers abstain from alcohol, and combined with the millions of people who visit Southwest Utah every year, some local businesses, like Zion Brewery, see an untapped market.
The growth is bringing in a whole lot of opportunities in the Southern Utah region.
That's Chris Pace. He's the co-owner of Zion Brewery, which is opening the bar. They're calling it Station 2 because it'll be their second location. And it's based out of St. George's former firehouse, which is still being renovated.
It was a full-on building inside a building that we built here. Nothing is technically the same, but you know, we tried to keep the same feel.
The result is something truly unprecedented for this town. A three-story brew house with a dozen distinct spaces.
So this is the lounge. And then we have our outside deck that's attached to the lounge, which is, I think, some of the most prime seating in all of St. George. You can't find a better spot to sit and have a beer.
Plush leather seating and historical touches like engine bay doors and photos of the station's former fire crews line the building. Pace grew up here. He says it's hard to believe that something like this is possible in his hometown and understands that their success or failure will set an example.
We know we're a part of something special and we just don't want to let ourselves or the town down.
To me, it's just what a lot of people have said was missing downtown.
That's Mayor John Pike. He doesn't drink, but says that the new bar fits into the city's vision of creating a more vibrant downtown environment that caters to both longtime residents and visitors as St. George grows. He says there hasn't been much pushback, but he does expect some resistance from residents who frown on consuming alcohol, and he hopes to win them over.
There are always issues when it comes to growth, and especially as it's a little less, you know, LDS and so forth. But I think that can be good, too. And I don't think it has to be mutually exclusive.
That's a balancing act Dave Moody knows well. He's the owner of Silver Reef Brewing Company, St. George's first microbrewery. Moody is a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints and doesn't drink. He says he's learned how to address concerns from other church members.
When people tell me that they have a problem, that, you know, I run a brewery or own a brewery, you know, I just explain to them, well, I'm making a living for my family.
Moody opened the brewery last January. He says the company started by selling kegs to restaurants, but that things really took off once they started canning their beers in July.
If you would have told me on January 26th that I would be in Costco, Walmart, Target, I would have been ecstatic. I just wouldn't have believed that it would have gone that well.
Silver Reef beers are now sold in over 200 locations. And on a crisp December morning, their canning operation is running at full tilt. They'll package about 50,000 beers in the next 48 hours, which they'll sell in major retailers all over Utah and Nevada. And Moody says plans for opening a brew pub on site are already underway. Their brewmaster, Michael Key, moved here from Los Angeles. He says he was nervous at first about how the area would respond to their beer, but then he saw people's thirst.
This area is primed and ready to go, and I've got so many people driving by every day going, when are you guys going to open? When are you guys going to open? And even the people that don't drink, they're like, it's about time this is happening.
And for those people, Silver Reef says they make the best root beer in the world. David Fox, KUER News.